Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Client retention. In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you five really important things that you need to focus on day in, day out to be able to keep your clients longer. Now, it's all good and well focusing on new clients, how you can bring new clients into the business, but customer retention, increasing the customer lifetime value, how long somebody stays with you. Not only are they going to be able to get a better result if they stay with you longer, there's a higher chance of them referring more people to you, and you're not going to need to be focusing as hard on sales. Of course, you want to bring new clients in, but when you're focusing purely on sales and clients are leaving, you have to double your sales to try and keep up with the people that are leaving. If you're retaining clients longer, every client that you bring into the business that's new is profitable, is profit. But if you're gaining two and losing two because you've got no client retention systems, you're not making any money. So here are the five tips. Now, what I want you to do is, while you're going through this video, I want you to put down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the comments below, just to give me an understanding and appreciation for what has resonated with you the most. So get a result. Now, the first 28 to 90 days is the most important time in a coaching relationship. If your client doesn't get a result, if your client doesn't change specific to what they say they want to achieve. So you have to ask the question, in the next 28 to 90 days, what is the most important thing for you to achieve that would deem this a successful investment in your coaching journey? And they'll turn around to you and say, I want to lose 10 pounds. Now, if that's realistic in that time frame, you say, great. So we're going to put a plan together to get you that result in this period of this time frame. Now, if in the first 28 days they say, look, you know, in the first month, what I want to focus on is improving my sleep and actually improving my adherence to training 3 times a week. Great. When somebody achieves that goal, they're buy into the coaching program, their real appreciation for what the process is goes up. They buy in. And with that, you then can continue the journey. If in the first 28 to 90 days, your client doesn't achieve a result, guess what they do? They start asking other people, oh, I know I invested in this coach. It doesn't really seem to be working. And that's where you start to lose trust with your client. Look at the portfolio you've got right now. If you're starting to lose clients, if they're starting to disappear within the first couple of months of working with you, it's because the goal that they had initially hasn't been reached. But more than likely, you're focusing on the 12, 16 week goal, but set a shorter term milestone. You'll retain clients longer. Number two is, you must stay ahead of your client at all times. What does your client need? They're going away next week. Are they going to be staying in a hotel? Look at the hotel. Look at the menu. They're going to be on a holiday. Look at the hotel. Look at the gym. Look at the facilities that they have. Think about where they're going to be training. Think about, well, they've done this training program for the last eight weeks, and they've been struggling with some areas of it. Hey, just dropped you an email, or just put a message in your app with an updated, revised aspect of the training program to be able to help you. Wow, that's so helpful. So when you are doing things like this, when you're thinking one step ahead, what happens to your customer? They're constantly thinking, wow, that's next level. They're always thinking about me, thinking about what's next. That increases their perceived value in the coaching program. Also, when you're one step ahead and they're sitting with their friends and they pick up their phone and they look at their phone and they go, well, yeah, my coach has just sent me this. They'll message you, thank you for thinking about me. Number three, be a visionary. Why do you need to be a visionary? What is a visionary? A visionary is somebody that's constantly talking about the future, what lies ahead. When you're working with your clients, 8, 10 week journey, 12 week journey, whatever it may be, I've always throughout my career, whether it's business coaching clients, whether in my former days as a coach, I would actually be constantly talking to people and say, right, you know, when we've done this, it's going to be amazing when we step up to this level. For example, if somebody's doing a 45 degree hip extension and split squat and glute bridges, and part of that program is leaning more towards an RDL. Listen, if we keep progressing at this rate, in 6 weeks time, we're going to be hitting up to the RDL. I know it's something you want to do. If we can do this, the next progression is going to be a chin-up. You're going to be able to do a chin-up. That's amazing. But when we get to this level, by the time we've dropped this level of body fat, you will see your abs, or you will start to see more shape to your shoulders. Be a visionary. We're 3 months in right now, but do you know what? I know that by the time we get to 12 months, not only would you have done this, you'll be ready to do your first body transformation properly. When you are visionary, you have to remember this. Your clients can't see what lies ahead. They can't see. They don't know. They don't understand. So when you're a visionary coach, I was always talking futuristically to my clients. Futuristically. This is where we're going to be. This is what we're going to do. I do it in my company. I do it with our team. I'm constantly talking about where we're going to be, what's happening. And then people watch for this to actually happen. And when they see it happen, they're like, trust is built. You know, as a company, my team know that when I say we're going to do something, we're going to do something. So when you keep telling your clients these things are going to happen, they'll see you as like a Jedi, because you're like, you say this is going to happen and it did. Good. Then we're going to set this goal and it will happen, so long as we just keep doing this. Half the reason why you can't retain a client is because they get stagnant, they get bored. When they get bored, they become uninspired. When they become uninspired, they don't turn up to training sessions, they don't check in. And you think, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with them is the fact that you haven't inspired them enough by being visionary enough to think about what lies ahead. Number four, my client is with me just to lose body fat. No, they're not. My client is with me to get stronger. No, they're not. My client is with me to get fitter. No, they're not. Take a moment to think of what's going on in somebody's life. Take a moment to actually listen to what your client's talking to you about. Whenever you have a conversation with them, whether it's a call or whether or not it's an in-person meetup, what is going on in their life? How could you empower multiple areas of somebody's life? As a coach, we can impact somebody in their mind. We can impact somebody with their health. We can impact somebody with their body. Guess what else happens? When somebody's out of shape and unhappy with the way that they look, and their relationship is a little bit fractious because they're working away, they're really busy, they're not really happy with how they look, and then they start to improve their health, and their sleep improves, and their recovery improves, and their mood improves, and their relationship improves, and their networking within business and the deals that they make improves. And as a mother who starts to lose her postnatal body or pregnancy, get weight gain, and then starts to feel amazing in themselves, you're empowering and impacting somebody in multiple areas. Now, the only way that you can actually empower somebody in multiple areas is by asking them when they start coaching with you, how is your sleep? How do you feel in yourself? Are you cranky? Are you irritable? Do you have shortness of you know, short temper? Now, yeah, let's watch for that. I always talk to clients about digestion, energy on a day-to-day basis, looking in the mirror and loving what they see. What do they feel about themselves? Fitness, how do they feel in these different situations? If people go skiing, you know, if people play with their kids, how do you feel? What about your children? What's your relationship with what they eat, what you eat, and how much time you all spend together, and how you feel when you spend time together? When you actually start to get to know somebody, they'll start to open up with how they feel in multiple areas of life. Now, as a coach, our job, if you want to retain clients longer, is to actually have them improving in multiple different areas. So in doing that, you got to ask the questions about the multiple different areas of their life. How are we at work? What's your mood like? What's your memory levels like? You know, how do you feel in meetings? You know, let's start focusing on your sleep a little bit more and see how your performance at work improves. You know, you're in the gym and all we're doing is focusing on gym training. That's not going to keep them. Your clients will come to you for the result, but they will stay with you for the impact that you make in multiple areas of their life. What about, okay, cool. How's the children with nutrition? Oh, the children are terrible. Great. Well, now we're going to start empowering you, your children, your husband, your wife. We're going to all start working together on this. Now, here's the deal with retention. If somebody goes on holiday and you've impacted their life for the last 3 to 6 months in so many different areas, they're going to want to keep you by their side. The reason why a client leaves, goes on holiday, has family events or whatever it is, and then detaches from you is because they just see you as the workout. They see you as the nutrition. They don't see you as a valuable asset long term. If you're focusing on multiple different areas to help somebody with, people will stay with you a lot longer. The community that they're a part of. What happens in their home environment if they've got no friends, they've got hardly anybody that really cares about fitness and nutrition and health and wellness, and then your community brings this together. Your community brings this amazing energy that they've not been a part of. You put live events on, they all come together. When you start putting all these things together, they don't want to leave. And then finally, in order to be able to improve multiple areas of people's life, you have to teach. And when it comes to teaching, it means that you need to be an educator. So it means becoming more empowered with your own knowledge every single day, learning something new, learning something different, challenging yourself to get better in all of your areas of health, wellness, fitness, and mindset, and then starting to share those with your clients. Teach your clients. Put an education library together. Run lives. you know, do in-person meetups. And when your clients start realizing that they are not only improving their sleep, digestion, mood, memory, body composition, confidence, relationships with family, but they're also becoming more empowered and more knowledgeable. You see, a knowledgeable client stays the same. A knowledgeable client changes. A client without knowledge stays the same. So what happens if somebody stays the same? Well, they get to the end of 16 weeks with you, they've dropped a bit of body fat. This hasn't changed. When you start to teach, you empower people, you educate people. And when somebody's more educated, their perception of life changes. The things that they do on a day-to-day basis changes. And therefore, they see you as the authority that they want to stay with long-term. So we had, first and foremost, the first 28 to 90 days, you need to get a result. Number two is you need to stay ahead of your client and always think about what they need. Number three is you need to be a visionary. Number four is that you need to help your clients improve in multiple areas of life. When you do, they will stay. And in doing that, you need to teach your clients. Five key areas that I've focused on throughout my career and that we teach to all our coaching clients inside Coaching Concierge and on Complete Coaching Academy. Which one related to you the most? Put number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 below. And as always, if you found this video helpful, please click like and subscribe. Go into the description box, click on any of the links. If you want our help to build your business, to improve your knowledge, your skills, then all you need to do is click the link. Or if you're listening to this on iTunes, head over to my Instagram, send me a DM, click the link in my bio, and we'll speak to you soon.